Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, once saw a sad person and asked him, "What is the matter with you?" He said, "Oh, Honorable Shaykh, I want to cross the river Tigris, but the sailor did not let me get on the boat without the fare, and I have nothing." Shortly afterwards, a devotee of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, gave him 30 dinars and said, "Go, give these dinars to that sailor and tell him not to prevent any poor person from crossing the river in future." My dear viewers, did you see how greatly our Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, cared and sympathized with the poor and needy? Following in the footsteps of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we should also take care of the poor and the needy. If you find any Muslim in trouble and you have the ability to remove it, you should help him. Whoever removes the troubles of people helps the needy, consoles any sad person, and feeds the hungry is very fortunate indeed. Blessed Ahadith mention the good news of forgiveness, entry into heaven, and salvation from hell for such a person. In this context, let's listen to three blessed sayings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number one, to feed food to a hungry Muslim is one of the means of forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal says in part 30 Surah Al-Balad, ayah 14, "Aw it'aamun fi yawmin dhi masghaba." Translation from Kanzul Iman, or feeding on a day of hunger. Number two, in paradise, there is a palace whose interior is visible from its exterior, whose exterior is visible from the interior. This is for the person who feeds the poor and the needy. Number three, if a person feeds his Muslim brother until he is satisfied and gives water to him until he is satisfied, Allah Azza wa Jal will move the feeding person as far away from hell as is the distance of seven ditches. The distance between two ditches is 500 years. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us enthusiasm for serving the Muslims with sincerity, helping the distressed people and the needy. May He Azza wa Jal also grant us the privilege to carry out pious acts and save us from the destruction of ostentation. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.